IELTS Listening, version 57028. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1 on page 2 of your question booklet. Section 1. You will hear a man phoning a shipping company to ask about its services. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6 on page 2. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Moovit Shipping.
Hi, I'd like a few more details about your services, please.
Certainly.
I've been on your website, looking into sending some things abroad when I go away to study next term. I see that you provide special empty boxes, so that I can pack them myself and you then transport them.
That's right. We provide those free of charge.
The company provide boxes for packing, so boxes has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, Moovit Shipping.
Hi, I'd like a few more details about your services, please.
Certainly.
I've been on your website, looking into sending some things abroad when I go away to study next term. I see that you provide special empty boxes so that I can pack them myself and you then transport them.
That's right. We provide those free of charge.
And can I ask what goods you can transport? Like, do you take electrical goods?
Well, it depends. If you've got something like a computer, that's fine. But things like washing machines and fridges are too heavy and bulky for our service.
No, I wouldn't be taking that sort of stuff.
You can always check with us if there's anything you're not sure about including.
I was wondering about my bicycle. I suppose that'd be too bulky.
No, that's fine. Though we wouldn't be able to take a motorbike.
Sure. Is there anything else you don't take?
Well, basically, the service is restricted to what one man can lift, so 40 kilograms is the maximum for each package. We do have a list of particular things we can't transport on our website, but I'll tell you the main points. So, in order to comply with security regulations, we don't take any sort of liquids, and we also don't accept any type of foods. And if you provide your own containers, rather than using ours, we only allow certain types.
So can I use cardboard containers?
Yes, they're okay if they're strong enough, but we won't carry things that have been packed in plastic containers. They crack and break so easily that our policy is simply not to take them.
Okay, fine. And once I've packed everything, you can collect my things from my home and deliver them to wherever I live abroad. Is that right?
Yes, and we do have some special services. For example, we can make special arrangements to deliver on Saturdays if that's more convenient for you. Or if you're in a hurry, we have an express delivery option. There's a surcharge for these services, of course, but it's very reasonable.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. And what happens if the delivery can't be made for some reason? like if I haven't finalised my accommodation. Can you keep my stuff for me for a few days?
Yes, we can arrange storage, though again there would be an extra charge for that.
Sure.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10 on page 2. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
And can you give me an idea of your prices?
Of course. Roughly how much would you want transported?
Say, for example, I had 15 boxes, and I've also got a violin. That would need packing with special care, I think.
OK. And it would be collection in the UK?
Yes. And Sweden would be the destination.
OK. I'll do a quick calculation. Let me just get that up on the screen. 15 boxes and one special package. Let's see. It'd be something in the order of £575.
Right. And how would I pay that?
Well, you can pay by debit or credit card over the phone. Or, if you prefer to pay in cash, you can just give it to the driver when he arrives to collect your belongings, and he'll give you a receipt.
Fine.
And at the same time, you'll need to hand over some documentation. So you'll need a copy of your passport.
A photocopy?
That's right. So make sure you get that done in advance and have it ready with you. Then there are also some papers you'll need that we'll send you in advance so that you can get them completed in good time. The most important ones are the insurance documents, so you need to have filled in all the...
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.